Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Hello, I'm Harry Wilburn. I present Steel and Wire every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Americana, bluegrass, American roots, and more. Lots more. Lots of guests. Lots of local music and musicians. That's Steel and Wire, Wednesday, 10 a.m.
You're listening to fabulous Harry Wilburn on Steel and Wire.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
If you love new music and you want to discover the best new artists out there, then tune into The Backroom with me, Paddy. I'll be playing the best of new indie, electro, EDM and punk and showcasing new Sheffield talent. Also music news, local and national gig guide and new album releases. So tune into The Backroom every Thursday night between 6 and 7 p.m. here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Yes, get ready for Soul Plus every Saturday at 10 a.m. Soul Plus, the music that led to soul, came out of soul. Soul Plus, every Saturday, 10 a.m. Get ready. Soul Plus, every Saturday, 10 a.m.
This is Sheffield Live.
This is episode of Maximus from Multiverse 3. You're listening to the Glory Days Rock Show on Sheffield Live.
We went back to the year 1973 with T-Rex, 20th Century Boy, B-side, Free Angel.
Excellent. Welcome to, Soul Plus then, oh dear. Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM on digital if in South Yorkshire or sheffieldlive.org. You can listen online there, you can also download the podcast later and listen at your leisure. This show is all about great rock music in all its different forms. We've got 2 hours, as usual. You've got Julian Pauly live in the studio. Later in this hour, we'll be talking to our PG for his Pick of the Rocks this week for brand new releases, bringing us bang up to date. I think I recognise maybe one or two names of bands and artists we've played before. It's always good stuff. In the second half, we've got our Chris's punk band of the month. It's another track from Discharge. We've got our undercover section, loads more besides. But first up, it's going to be from 1993. There's not many tracks we can play off this album. It's the third and final album from Nirvana. Here we go.
Bye. XT.
Yes, a nice bit of reverse guitar there from Sleeper, Silver Sentry from the second album called The It Girl from 1996. Before that, Iron Maiden live, Aces High, originally from the album Power Slave from 84. That was a live tour album, Flight 666 World Tour album. And we started off with Nirvana, Heart-Shaped Box, from their final album, their third and final album, In Utero, from 1993.
Oh, good stuff here. You're listening to Glorious Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We're every Monday, 1 till 3, playing what we like to think is great rock music in all its different forms. Next up, a bit of punk from 1977.
Yeah, all to do with summer holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Shouting, he can't hear for the noise. He plays with fire, broken glass, twisted tin, broken toys. You're telling him this.
Oh, something wrong, she said. Of course there is. You're still alive, she said. Oh, do I deserve to be? Is that the question? And if so,
Pearl Jam, Alive, debut single from a debut album called Ten from 1991. Before that, Bill Bruford, drummer with Julie.
Oh, yes, King Crimson, even Genesis for a time. Brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gothic 17 from his compilation called Masterstrokes from 1986. And we had Sex Pistols, Holidays in the Sun. Never mind the...
Here's the Sex Pistols debut album and still sounds 1977. Amazing stuff. You're listening to Glorious Rock Show, of course, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM on digital if you're in South Yorkshire, sheffieldlive.org. Playing what we actually think is great rock music in all its different forms every Monday, 1 until 3. We should have our PG on the line for his pick of the rocks this week. Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon.
Oh, you are there. We're always glad when it works, Paul. You never know.
No, well, you're playing some red hot music for a red hot week in Prospect.
Well, I know indeed, and we've not finished yet, Paul.
Oh, good stuff.
I know. So, but you're going to bring us bang up to date yet again, Paul. So, what are your picks this week?
Oh, straight out of the starting blocks, then we've got Alec Schubert. I don't think he's of the family, but I wouldn't swear to that. Oh. The track we're going to hear is Polaroid, and his real first name's Alexander. So very posh. He's from Switzerland, and he started playing music back in his teen years and was learning to play guitar and bass. He cites his influences as Deep Purple, Pink Floyd, U2, Simple Minds, Snow Patrol, and The Cure. And he played in several bands before reaching the dreaded years of COVID, and he started to play solo, which is what he's done on this. So it's a solo production. Alec Schubert and Polaroid is our first track. And then this is a great one. The band is called Jukes, that's spelt J-U-K-E-S, and the track is Sunburn. The band are from Jersey Shore in the US of A, and they started out something like 1975-76. This year they appeared at the Country on the Coast Festival here in the UK, and the band... actually, if you think there's some kind of a memory ring in there, you remember a band called Southside Johnny and the Ashbury Dukes?
Yes.
Yeah, well, they've been going for 50 years.
Ooh, and they, ouch!
Youngsters.
50-year celebration of the lineup, and just after that, and the original Southside Johnny decided to retire. That was John Lyon, was Southside Johnny. But it's a really interesting band, because over the years they've been closely aligned with the E Street Band and Bruce Springsteen. So their horn section has played on many things, and I had the great good fortune to see them back in 1979 at the Nebworth Festival.
Ooh, get you!
Where they were supporting Led Zeppelin.
Oh, Paul, can you imagine?
They were a headline band, and they've produced over 30 albums, and the original Southside Johnny and the Ashbury Dukes, the co-founder of that was Stevie Van Zandt, the guitarist. So some great pedigree there, but Clarence Clemens was in the horn section at some time and went on to be a feature part of Springsteen's band. That was Clem, as they called him, Clem Clemens. And you actually run through the list. I think there must be certainly over 50 musicians over the years have been part of it. And for instance, John Bon Jovi played with them for about a year, around 1990. As a guest, so they've really sort of been through and been very closely aligned with the E Street Band. So they played on a lot of records with Bruce and the band, and a lot of people who've been in with Bruce, even Patti Skialfas played with Southside Johnny and the Ashbury Dukes, who was the lady that he married, Springsteen. So very interesting band. The Dukes, or just Dukes, and Sunburn is the track. That's our second of our four. What else have we got? Oh, yeah, I know. We're back to Hull, would you believe, with
Yay!
This one? There's a great new band called Sovereigns, and the track from them is Smoke and Drive. They're a four-piece from Hull. They're on Warren Records, and Warren Records is the... record label that was produced by the Warrens, which is the sort of training area for new musicians in Hull. And it's a track from their digital EP, Everything in Moderation. And the band sort of label themselves Alt Indie Funk Fusion Music.
Oh, I like it.
Alex Ingram on lead guitar and vocals, Archie Hubbard on rhythm guitar and vocals, Joe Dawson on bass and vocals, and Vinnie Coos on drums. They're Sovereigns, Smoke and Drive. And to wind it all up from my four, we got a band called Rivals, and they're a rock duo that are Carly Wolfe and Josh Alves. They're from Los Angeles in California, got together in 2014. They released albums Damned Soul in 2018, Sad Looks Pretty on Me in 2021, and When Does It End is the EP they released in 2025. They have, they say, over 70 million plus streams of their music, more than 635,000 followers on global social media. So Rivals is the band, Bite the Bullet is the track. They're on Epitaph Records, signed up recently, and they call themselves a hard rock duo. They've got a couple of other musicians who step in and play bass and drums with them, but that's Rivals.
Excellent. I bet you're worn out after all that, Paul.
Gosh.
You need a nice sit down in the sun. Excellent. Sit back and enjoy
Thank
your
you.
Picks for this week, Paul. And we'll speak to you Saturday as well on the Life Science Radio Show.
Will do. I'm looking forward to
bye it. Bye-bye, Paul. Bye.
Cheers. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Smile. They thought they could drown me. Tough luck, I've already drowned myself. Swords out, it's a stalemate. You thought you had the upper hand. Men are really be like that. Try to shoot me in the back. I can do my best, but I know I can't kill the dead. If I reach for my gun, at least I know I tried.
PG's picks for Glory Days Rock Show this week here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, bringing us bang up to date as usual. They were,
that was Rivals with Bite the Bullet, and they were from LA. And before that, the Sovereigns from Hull. Yeah, nice track that. Smoke and Drive was the track. Yeah.
Yeah, Warren Records, of course, and Everything in Moderation. Digital EP is out. We thought that was rather sophisticated.
Yeah, some good bands out of.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. Brilliant. Before that,
Jukes, J-U-K-E-S, from USA, Sunburn. And we started out with a lad from Switzerland, Alec Stubert, with a track called Polaroid.
All good stuff, eh? We are fast coming to the end of the first hour Glorious Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Stick with us for the second hour for more great rock music in all its different forms. We've got our undercover section, we've got our Chris's Punk Band of the Month. It's another track from Discharge, and it's actually going to come off the album Hear Nothing, See Nothing, Say Nothing from 1982. And also a reminder that Rob Wellington will be in the house from 3 p.m. until 5 p.m. this evening, as usual. His first hour is classic soul and Motown, and his second hour is always themed. And what's he gone for this week?
Food.
Oh, songs related to food.
Now have a think about that.
Yeah, why? Who knows?
Sugar,
and of course,
sugar.
If you tune in regularly to this show, you'll know the same team that does Glory Days Rock Show also does Soul Plus on Saturday mornings from 10 until 11. And we also do the live science show afterwards from 11 till 12. So Soul Plus is great soul music in all its different forms. And guess what? The science show is science. Talk about science and all these different forms, and also some great music as well. We have got the windows open, so we can get all sorts of traffic going outside. Never mind.
We've got no air con. Well, there's some sort of air con, but it doesn't seem to work
it
properly.
It doesn't really work, but never mind. August, and another reminder, Steve Roden was sat in with us last week. He does the music box Thursday mornings from 10 until 12. Play some great music as well. But as I said, stick with us for the second hour for more great rock music.